You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent. For Thursday, July 22nd, 2021, we're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist that there is. Make him your dentist. Do it today. 317-849-2933 is the number. I did it 28 years ago. I've never gone to another dentist. Let's talk about sports. If you like this video, by the way, hit the like button. Appreciate it. 6 days to Colts camp. Finally, we're going to get pads cracking. NFL season will begin anew, and it's going to be wonderful. Now, COVID-wise, players are not required to get the COVID vaccination, although the Colts are telling players, hey, we'd really like you to do this. However, they are mandating that media get the vaccination if they haven't already, and media is going to be tested every 2 weeks out there, not the immediate test, but the swab up the nose test where you wait on the results and whatnot, all in the effort not to infect players or team personnel. However, the players not mandated to get vaccines. You would think that that would be the best way to ensure that players don't get COVID. Chris Ballard, on that day, we get our first test. We have to get tested on Monday. Ballard is going to talk to the media at 11 o'clock on Monday from Grand Park about his Colts. And it should be very interesting. One of the questions he's going to be asked, if the extension has not already been announced, is about Darius Leonard and his extension, where those negotiations stand. Adam Schefter of ESPN reported yesterday that the Colts and Leonard are close to an extension, a 4-year deal that would provide Leonard with more than $19 million a year in salary and bonuses. You got to ask yourself, as Chris Ballard is asking himself, is it worth it? Is $19 million worth it for an outside linebacker, any outside linebacker? Darius Leonard has been really, really good. He's a terrific guy, the kind of guy you want in your locker room. There's no question about that. An absolute home run as a draft pick in 2018. He's been a two-time All-Pro. Great guy. Great dude. But is any outside linebacker worth that kind of jack? Here's the deal. Like, it's not my money, and it's not your money, unless you're Jim Irsay. So why the hell not pay him? I'll tell you why not. Because of the hard salary cap. You have got to make determinations as to where you're going to invest your money. Bill Polian invested in quarterback, wide receivers, edge rush guys, offensive tackles, and sometimes safeties. That's where he put the team's money. That's where he used cap space in order to get dynamic players who could lead you to a Super Bowl in his mind. One Super Bowl win, two Super Bowl appearances, right? But every regular season for almost a generation, they won at least 12 games. It was unbelievable, right? So here you've got a situation with the Indianapolis Colts where Darius Leonard, an outside linebacker, the kind of positional player that Bill Polian never invested in. Mike Peterson, played really well, gone. Marcus Washington played really well, gone. Right, Cato June played really well, gone. He waved him in and he waved him out with equal enthusiasm. Now you've got, and at offensive guard, who are the guards who played for the Colts? Rick DeMulling, right? He's one I can remember. You had, of course, you had Tarik Glenn at tackle. You had Jeff Saturday at center. And you had maybe Adam Meadows and others at that right tackle spot. But who are the guards? I don't know. You know why? Because Polian ran through those guys and never paid the market value, because you can go get a guard. The Colts, they've got one of the best outside linebackers in the game, and they've got the best guard in the game. Do you wave goodbye to those guys, just let them walk away as free agents, or do you sink the kind of cash into these guys that make them feel as though they are wanted and they stay with your team? That's a question. For Chris Ballard, it's a valid question, because if you're paying Darius Leonard $19 million rather than the league's median for that position among starters, assuming two starters at outside linebacker per team, the average or the median is about $3.5 million. That means you're going to pay Darius Leonard more than $15 million more than the median starting outside linebacker, which takes $15 million or more away from what you're able to pay at other positions. So when a team like the Tennessee Titans, they want to fortify their receiving core, and the Falcons are like, Julio Jones, we don't want Julio Jones. We're going to trade him. They can deal him to the Titans because they've got money under the cap that's going to allow them to absorb that kind of hit financially. The Colts, as they invest in the outside linebacker spot and at left guard, not so much. Where are you going to put your chips? It's kind of like looking at a craps table, right? Where are you going to invest? Good morning, Philip. Where are you going to invest? You going to invest in like snake eyes and boxcars? Or are you going to invest on the pass line? Are you going to, you know, you invest in insurance? You going to put chips on the 6 and the 8? Or are you going to go down to the 4 and the 10? What are you going to do? Where are you going to put your money in order to extract the greatest return on investment from that craps table? I think a $19 million outside linebacker is like taking a $250,000 house and throwing a $40,000 roof on it. Why, it's great to have that kind of roof. You love to have that kind of roof. It's going to perform for a long time. It's going to keep you dry. There's going to be no leakage. But do you need a $40,000 roof? Wouldn't you rather have maybe an upgraded air conditioning unit or a furnace or new floors or something else? You know? But you're going to invest in the roof. It's your decision. That's the way it goes. And that's the decision that Chris Ballard's making as the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts. And it's fascinating to me to watch him operate and try to figure out how he wants this roster to be built. I think that it's a problem, to be honest. I think it's like, man, our best players are a left guard and an outside linebacker. What the hell do we do about this? Here are some numbers about Darius Leonard, okay? 3 sacks last year, 7 as a rookie, 5 the next year, 3 last year. All right? Not good. You can see where we're headed. 3 hurries last year, 3 forced fumbles. That's really good. No interceptions. Against Darius Leonard in coverage, teams were 57 of 70, 70 targets, 6.8 yards per target, and an opponent's passer rating of 109.2. $19 million? You want to throw $19 million there? Throw $19 million there. Go right ahead. Maybe Darius Leonard makes the play that puts you in the Super Bowl. I don't know. But $19 million for an outside linebacker, that's a decision that I promise you, Chris Ballard wakes up at 3 in the morning and he's like, geez, could I spend $19 million of Jim Irsay's money and against the cap on something else that would be a little bit more, that would give us a better ROI? He's thinking those thoughts, and he's going to think those thoughts again with Quentin Nelson. And he's been thinking those thoughts since those guys were rookie sensations. All right, Pacers yesterday, couple of workouts. They had Corey Kispert of Gonzaga, 4-year player, And then they also, actually they had six guys, but these are the two worth mentioning at the top. Zaire Williams of Stanford, who is a one-year player. Zaire Williams, ceiling about up to there. Floor about down to there. Right? Low floor. Could absolutely be a bust. Is going to take some time to develop. On the upside, he could be a huge talent in the NBA. He's got that kind of ability. Corey Kispert, completely different deal. High floor, right? You can live with that floor. However, that ceiling's about up here. So Corey Kispert is kind of this year's Doug McDermott. Doug McDermott, what are you going, 9th, 11th, whatever, to the Bulls back in the day? Doug McDermott is that guy. He's going to knock down shots. He's going to be okay defensively. He's not going to kill you. He's a role player. Corey Kispert is going to be a role player in the NBA. He is never going to be Devin Booker, but he's always going to be a productive role player who can knock down shots and spread defenses. We'll see what the Pacers do at 13. Are they going to go high floor? Are they going to go high ceiling? You know what? You win championships with high ceiling guys, or you win 25 games with low floor guys, right? Role players. Kispert, you know what? As McDermott is probably done with the Pacers, because I don't think the Pacers can afford to bring him back, Kispert would be a guy who fills that role. But is that what are the Pacers happy with where they are? Or would they like to take a flyer on a guy who could become Devin Booker or become Donovan Mitchell or become Zach LaVine? 13, that's what you get at 13. You get a decision you got to make. Let's talk about TV ratings for a minute. The NBA Finals, people are saying, you know what, the ratings for the NBA Finals, not so very good. Fourth lowest since 1997. You had last year in the bubble, and then you had the two Spurs championship years in 2003 and 2007 where nobody watched. This, fourth lowest. But I'll tell you this, last week, NBA Finals, number one. NBA Finals, number two. Major League Baseball All-Star Game, number three. Number four, America's Got Talent. Number five, 60 Minutes. Live sports, that's what we get in front of the TV for as a family. We sit down on the couch and we watch that stuff live because there's no other way to consume it. That's why rights deals are through the roof, why Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NFL, they keep coming back to networks for more and more and more cash because they are worth it. They absolutely drive the broadcast television train, the network television train. Without it, I don't know what those networks would do. Nobody would be watching. When was the last time you sat down and you watched a drama, a scripted drama on major network television, right? Do you sit down and watch NCIS? Of course not, because it's dreck, right? You know, Law and Order Special Victims Unit. Good Lord, when are they going to stick a stake in that thing's heart and finally put it out of its misery? I think we've seen all the courtroom dramas that there could possibly be. Have they really changed since Perry Mason? For God's sake, they are non-creative, uninteresting, tedious. Sports? Not so much. You've got the potential for great drama. Every time they toss it up, they kick it off, they throw a first pitch, you've got a great opportunity for drama. That's what drives ratings. 10 million people, on average, were watching the NBA Finals between the Bucks and the Suns, for goodness sake. Live play-by-play works as an aggregator of viewers, as an aggregator of listeners. It's what we do in the United States of America. And the Olympics are going to start tomorrow unless the people in Tokyo decide, oh, got to pull the plug on this bad boy. Although they're already playing things. They're already playing soccer and softball. What would be the point? We're midway through. To hell with it. We can't keep people safe. There are no fans. I don't understand. Anyway, let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? There are several things I don't understand. That's one of them. Fear-based thinking, I just don't get. The great Sean Reardon, my nephew, celebrating a birthday today. How about that? A sophomore to be at Indiana University. The great Nate Blank, the best at this business. All right, Nate, a guy posting him up, Nate would grab his belt, all right, grab his belt and pull him down on top of him and get that offensive foul call every single time, at least once a game it happened. It was phenomenal. It made me happy every time I saw him do it. It was so regular. It's like, there he goes. He was perfectly consistent. Of course, because of all that contact, I hope I'm not violating HIPAA rules. I don't think that I am. I'm not his doctor. He had to have his shoulder replaced. So there's a penalty for that kind of physical activity. Jeff Risley, happy birthday. Jeff McQuarrie, John Rook, Amanda Pavelka, Dwayne Farrell, Bobby Cordingley, Tim Horning, and Shane Young. Happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That is best done with an honest and specific compliment. And if you're listening to this on audio only, that's an actual little bubbling brook. That's a live pond here in our backyard. So anyway, if you think I'm pumping in like sound effects to make this sound extra like special, meditational, not so much. We will talk to you later this afternoon inside Indiana Sports. Now let's go. Let's take on the day and have some fun and lift each other, can we?